are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hi, I'm Abby. And here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. How are you all doing today?
Good.
You know, Karen and Kids has been teaching children of all ages about the Bible through our songs. And today we're going to hear some songs that are stories from the Old Testament. And the first one is about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, found in the book of
Daniel.
And did you learn from that song?
They said that they would not worship the statues and that they were going to get thrown into the fire, but they still said no.
That's right. They said no. Now, why was it such a bad thing to bow down to a golden statue? Why do you think, Miranda?
Because that's one of God's first commandments, that you're not supposed to bow down to idols.
That's right. And that was an idol. That was something that really got in the way of worshiping God. We should only worship who?
God.
That's right. And what else did they have to do in order to face what their punishment was? Uh-huh. Rachel.
They had to trust God.
They did, because what happened, Abby?
They got thrown in the fire.
Yeah. And was it a normal fire?
Mm-mm. It was 7 times hotter.
Wow. That was a really hot fire. And then, were they alone in that furnace?
No.
That's right. Who was with them?
God.
And the next song, too, is from the book of Daniel. It's actually called the Daniel Song.
Daniel was a prophet, served a lot of kings. Daniel was an expert in dreams. And Daniel trusted God 3 times a day. He'd go up to his room and he'd pray. Down on his knees, he thanked the Lord on his knees. He praised the Lord on his knees.
Daniel put his faith in God.
Now, Daniel, what did he say to the king?
He said no, because some of the rulers,
yeah,
they asked the king if he could sign a paper that said that everyone had to bow down to the king, and they couldn't bow down to any other person but the king.
That's right.
And Daniel still prayed to God.
He wanted to pray to God. And how many times did Daniel want to pray to God?
Three times a day.
That's right. Three times a day. We learned that from the song. And from the Bible, too. These are all stories taken from the Bible. He wanted to bow down to his God, right? The only God. So he said no, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
And what happened to Daniel?
He got thrown into the lion's den.
Yeah. Ah, a lion. And they weren't just lions who had had their dinner already, were they?
They were hungry.
They were hungry lions, and you think Daniel was afraid?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he was afraid, but he was very courageous, too. He was very brave because he really believed that he was going to obey God no matter what. And what happened to Daniel?
The angel closed the lion's mouth so they didn't eat him.
That's right. Here we are again with God just saving him. I think a neat part of the story is what happened to the king, Alex.
He got so scared.
He was scared, too, but what happened in the very end with the king? Does anyone know?
He decided to believe in God.
That's right.
And he threw the other people into the lion's
den. And what happened to them?
They got eaten.
Oh, that's right. So here's another story of trusting and obeying God, right? And God being there through the difficult times, through the lion's den and through the fiery furnace. God was there, and God saved them. Well, the next song is a song about Jonah. Now, I think we all know the story about Jonah. Did Jonah say yes to God?
No.
What did he say?
He said no to God.
He said no to God, but that wasn't a good thing, was it?
No.
God wanted him to obey him, and we all know what happened to Jonah. Let's listen to the song. God asked him to do something, he said no, and that's not a good time to say no, right?
Mm-mm.
All right. What did God ask Jonah to do?
Go to Nineveh.
God said to Jonah, go to Nineveh and tell the people to stop their evil ways. Was that a big job for Jonah to do?
Yes, because Nineveh was one of the meanest towns.
It was mean, and Jonah just was afraid to go, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So what did he do instead?
He got on a boat and went the other way.
Went the other way.
To Tarshish.
That's right. He said no to God, and he went the other way.
He wanted to get as far away as possible.
He did. And we all know what happened to Jonah, right?
He got swallowed up by a whale for 3 days.
Ooh. Tell me what you said before about the story of Jonah in the New Testament, Alex.
The Pharisees were asking for a sign about God, and he told them the sign that Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, and God was in the earth for 3 days.
But then what's the good part about Jonah?
When he was in the whale, he repented, and he asked God to forgive him, and so God let the whale bring him to Nineveh.
Yeah.
And then when he was at Nineveh, he asked people to repent, and they did.
Yes. Jonah said yes to God. Some say no, some say yes. I think what it is we have to decide whose side we're on. We can either be on God's side and say yes to him and no to the world, or we can be on the world's side. And that's what Jonah did. He was saying yes to the world's side, and then he said yes to God, didn't he? The next song is a song about a man who was a righteous man. What does that mean, righteous?
He wanted to obey God with his whole heart.
He did. He did everything right, righteous. And his name was...
Noah!
By two, they were safe from harm because that Noah knew just what to do. And then it rained and it rained for 40 days, and all the land was gone. The tallest mountain disappeared, but Noah and the ark sailed on.
Noah said yes to God, but what were people saying to him as he was building this ark? Uh-huh. Rachel?
The people were saying to Noah that he shouldn't build an ark. And Noah said no, that he wasn't going to just stop building it.
Because who had told him to build the ark?
God.
Yeah, God had told him to build an ark, and it wasn't easy for him to do, was it?
Mm-mm.
No, because it took him a long time, and there wasn't any sign that anything was going to happen, was there?
Yeah.
But then, we all know the story. What happened to those people who were laughing at Noah and who were questioning him?
They died.
But God protected Noah and his family and all of the animals.
God put a rainbow over the earth, and it reminds us that God will never, ever flood the whole earth again.
That's right, Rachel. That's a really good point. I think we learned a lot from these songs today, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I think you all did a wonderful job, and it shows me that you all really know your Bibles well and you know your stories. When you share the songs with friends you know and when you sing along, you're actually teaching them Bible stories. Even friends who may not know the Lord, you can use the songs to share God's word with them. Well, let's pray.
Dear Father, thank you for your amazing word. We can learn so much when we read its pages.
People long ago followed you, obeyed you, and put their trust in you, and we want to also.
Help us, Lord, to be more like your Son.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you had fun learning stories of the Bible with our songs.
You can hear more of them online at www.karenandkids.com.
Our music is available on CD, and some of our tunes are available on iTunes.
Don't forget to contact us and tell us about your favorite stories from the Bible.
You can email us at karen@karenandkids.com or click on the contact button on our website.
And remember, trust God, obey Him, and
follow Jesus. See you next time.
Woof!
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.